You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
11 players on one side, 11 players on the other side. A big piece of grass, a couple of goals and one ball. The aim of the game is to score the most goals in those big looking holes guarded by glove trolls. He shoots, he scores, goal. Scoring the goals. He shoots, he scores, goal. Scoring the goals.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill League Football Podcast. Sam Norris here stepping in for Alex Dunn this week. We'll be hearing the thoughts of Gav Puchalowski on League One and Al Ross on League Two a little bit later on in the podcast. But first things first, joining me on the line, it's a very warm welcome to Mr. Pete Farries. Hello, Pete.
Hello. Hello, everyone.
How are you today?
I would say I'm okay.
Only okay?
I have a small thing in the back of my throat. I don't mean like a. I mean like an illness.
Right.
Not like a creature. It's not like that woman who swallowed a fly kind of situation. Yeah, and I mean, hopefully that goes away. So I can't say I'm good, but I mean, nor would I say I'm on, you know, any kind of death's door.
Good, good. Just the two games to preview then this weekend, Pete. We've got Sheffield Wednesday versus Birmingham coming up on Friday night and Wolves versus Newcastle coming up on Saturday evening. We'll get right into the games then. We'll begin at Hillsborough with Wednesday versus Birmingham. 4-5 the price of Sheffield Wednesday. The draw here is 13-5. Birmingham are priced up at 19-5. We've got plenty of enhanced odds offers on this one. Fernando Forestieri to score in a Sheffield Wednesday win. That was 21-10, now 5-2. Lukas Jukovic to score in a Birmingham win. That was 6-1, now out to 8-1. A whole host of offers, including those two players, can be found on the website. At Sheffield Wednesday, Pete, continue to go very well. And Birmingham finally got the monkey off their back recently with their first win under Gianfranco Zola. But Wednesday, the worthy favourites here.
Yeah, and the backable team. As well, I think, is the other way of phrasing that one. Yeah, there's no Stephen Fletcher. And yeah, I mean, their form in the last five generally is as they would say, Newcastle, canny patchy. But draw, win, loss, draw, win, you know, it's a bit all over the place. But, again, it gets boring because it's something we mention every single week. Reading, blah, blah, blah. Wednesday, home, not away, blah, 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 blah. But nothing changes. So why would we say anything else? The fact is that Sheffield Wednesday at home are fantastic. You know, they are fantastic. They've won all but four home games this season. Look at some of the teams who've won there. Leeds, fair enough. Brighton, fair enough. They drew with Wolves, of course, at home. And a narrow loss to Ipswich Town. I think that was the last 2 or 3 minute loss as well. So at Hillsborough, really, you are always looking at Sheffield Wednesday, especially at 4-6. Now, we spoke about, you spoke about very briefly there, the fact that Gianfranco Zola got his first win in the victory over Fulham. But that was at home, against a 10-man Fulham. Don't forget, under Rowett and under Gianfranco Zola, wins have not been forthcoming for Birmingham on the road. They have won just three away games this season. Do you want to back them here? 4-6. I mean, 4-6 has to be the play in this game in terms of an outright. There are loads of other good bets, but let's just start where we should start. And that is that 4-6, they are the play. Plus, Wednesday haven't won every team TV game this season, but they've played well in many of them. Now, admittedly, their win 1-0 over Wigan was not a particularly sexy win, but they are the side in form, haven't conceded in the last four at home, and they score goals. I mean, I wouldn't even be against something like Wednesday minus a goal at 21-10. You know, landed, I could keep going here, but you know, it's landed a few times for Wednesday. It's landed very recently against Barnsley and against Huddersfield. So they would be the play there. Birmingham lost the minus a goal against Newcastle, against Norwich. So 21-10 is a very good price. I've got to say, one of my favourite bets in this game is Ross Wallace. Now, Ross Wallace is 18. Can you hear the thing in my throat already?
I hear it, Pete.
It's there, isn't it? It's horrible, isn't it?
I do believe you.
Yeah, just for when I don't come into work tomorrow. Ross Wallace is 18-5, okay? 18-5. He has 3 goals in 4 games, including a couple of absolute corkers, and he's a streaky player. So 18-5 any time for Ross Wallace is an absolute beauty. It's an absolute beauty. But, I mean, I always ask Alex what he thinks about certain games. Sam, it's hard to oppose Wednesday here, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, they look a genuine top six side once again. I think the way they've strengthened as well, Pete, in January, I mean, they already had a pretty decent clutch of strikers there, but the addition of Jordan Rhodes and Sam Winnell, and across a championship season, which, as we know, is very long and arduous, to have brought in those two quality proven championship strikers to go with the likes of Forrest Thierry and Gary Hooper and Stephen Fletcher, who they already have. They seem to have a very good base of forward men, which is obviously pivotal in this division. And as I mentioned, it's a long season. You do get injuries along the way. They seem to now have sort of five or six quality strikers there, which for a long campaign is really, really key for me. And I think Wednesday have shown over the last couple of years, they are a genuine top six side. Birmingham have obviously gone backwards a little bit really after the surprise sacking of Gary Rowett, and I don't really think they can hold a candle to Wednesday here, so I'd probably have to agree with you. The price has drifted as well, Pete. You mentioned 4-6 about Wednesday. It's now 4-5. So so they've actually got a little bit bigger, so I can't really poke any holes in that logic. And of course the home record as well, which we just see in loads of leagues across Europe. You know, Burnley are always great at home in the Premiership.
Yeah.
Teams like Juventus in Serie A, always reliable at home. So I'm a big fan of playing home form, and I think the additions Wednesday have made, 4-5, can't really look past it, to be honest, against a so-so Birmingham side.
I mean, you mentioned Jordan Rhodes there. He's 7-4 any time in this game. Weirdly, he has his the team. One of the teams he likes playing the most is Birmingham. Now, he doesn't have a huge win record against Birmingham, to be fair, but he has played Birmingham, been in a side against Birmingham, on 8 occasions in which he scored 5 goals and assisted 2. So he's often in the mix against Birmingham. For whatever reason, he loves it against Birmingham. So 7-4 any time for Jordan Rhodes. Ross Wallace is still the best goal scorer, bet for me. But do take note that Rhodes loves it against Birmingham. So should he start, 7-4 any time is great. I struggle with Birmingham. I struggle with Birmingham away, certainly. Even under Rowett, I struggle with Birmingham away. And ultimately Wednesday, 4-5. Stick him on and let's have a lovely hug.
Okay, yes, let's do that. Birmingham haven't won an away game in the Championship since November. Well, I don't want to catch the thing in your throat, that's all.
No, do you know what? That's fair enough. Do you know what? I apologise. That's absolutely fair enough.
Under normal circumstances, Pete, I would be only too happy to embrace you.
Mm.
Sheffield Wednesday to play then at 4-5. You didn't sound very convinced there.
Well, I don't think you were telling the truth, but go on, carry on.
Ross Wallace, 18-5 to score any time. What about Jordan Rhodes as well? He's in the betting at 7-4. Let's move on to the Saturday evening game then, Pete. This one comes up from the Molyneux. Wolves taking on Newcastle in this one. It's 13-5 about Wolves. The draw here is 12-5. Newcastle in the betting at 21-20. Helder Costard scoring a Wolves win, that was 5-1, now out to 6-1. Matt Ritchie to score in a Newcastle win, that was 3-1, and is now 4-1. Wolves are one of the few sides who've been to St James's Park, Pete, and got something this season, but at home, they're a different prospect. They generally travel a bit better, and inconsistency has just plagued Wolves throughout the course of this season, really, and this is a great opportunity for Newcastle, who have regained top spot from Brighton, to kick on and get 3 points. They must see this as a winnable game, the Toon.
I'm sure they will, but I think Wolves, with all due respect, at the time, Wolves wasn't quite as big a surprise win as Blackburn had at St James, but it was still a surprise win, no question. I just wonder how much that plays on the mind here, in that they were beaten by Blackburn in both games and they were surprised to be beaten by Wolves, and would that carry over here, and therefore is 13-5 interesting value? I'm just playing devil's advocate here, because Wolves, you know, we know that they lost at Norwich, which is fair enough. The loss at Burton's, I mean, not even remotely good. Their form generally at home is a bit all over the place, as you say. But then Newcastle can throw the occasional shocker in there, can't they? Mm. Lost at Blackburn, lost at Forest. You know, and okay, brilliant away apart from that. But, you know, lost opening game at Fulham. I would back Newcastle here, but I wouldn't do it with the kind of confidence that I would some of the teams, certainly, for example, nowhere near the confidence I've got in Sheffield Wednesday. So I would back them, but I'm not entirely sure. There are other bets in this game that are, I think, more interesting. Firstly, over 2.5 match goals is 23-20. Now, that would be the best bet in this game for me a country mile. It really would. Now, it's landed in 3 of the last 5 Newcastle League games. It's landed in 3 of the last 5 Wolves games. So you'd say, you know, slightly more probable than not carrying that form over. You look at the goal form at Molyneux, 2-8-5-3-1. You look at Newcastle's away record, 3-2-3-1-3. So again, it's there. But for 21-20, knowing the talent that's on display here, knowing that Newcastle conceded on the road, of course, conceded in four of the last five away games, knowing that Wolves have scored in four of the last five home games, I was surprised by that price, Sam. I thought 23-20 was huge in this game for over 2.5.
Yeah, no, I certainly agree. Are you expecting a different dimension to the game as well, Pete? You mentioned that the defeat at St James's Park might well play on the mind. There was obviously a lot of controversy with that game surrounding Jonjo Shelvey, who has obviously since served a ban. Roman Saiss unlikely to be involved for Wolves, but I suppose he was never really the catalyst of it in the first place. No. Are you expecting a little bit of a hostile reception? Not so much from the fans, which of course we do expect for Shelvey, but more so from the players who obviously had to testify against him. He's maintained his innocence throughout. Are you expecting one of those games?
To be honest, I hadn't really thought of it massively, Sam, which is probably a lack of professionalism on my part. But as soon as you say that, of course that's interesting. Over 45 booking points here is 6-5. Mm. That's very interesting. Craig Pawson is taking control of this. So he's a man who, of course, has refereed at a higher level fairly yes. regularly. Now, if you look at his... I'm just doing this on the fly because it's a really good point. If you look at his card record, it's actually fairly strong. I mean, one card between Stoke and Everton, two cards between West Brom and Sunderland, then 11 between Borough and Burnley, 8 and a red between Stoke and Leicester, 5 in the Palace-Manchester United game. So he has tightened up his card amount recently, but I hadn't thought of that, and I think it's a really good point. I think that booking points might well be worth looking at here. I mean, I hate to be the guy who sort of goes, well, it was written, wasn't it? But Jonjo Shelvey's 100-30 to score anytime, if you want to have a little nibble on that. You know, again, just as part of that whole narrative, of course, Dwight Gayle should be the man carrying your money at all times. And Matt Ritchie, of course, has had a great season. Good recent form as well. So 21-10 for Matt Ritchie. You know, you've mentioned the money spent on Helder Costa. I mean, 23-10 anytime, take set pieces as well. In terms of the outright, I would side with Newcastle, Sam, but I wouldn't do it. I mean, if you ask me, what's a better bet, Newcastle at 21-20 or over 2.5 at 23-20, there's only one answer to that. There is only one answer to that, and that's the 21-20. Sorry, the 23. I got that one wrong.
That's the wrong answer.
Don't edit that out. 23-20. There's only one answer. The overs goals. That is a better bet by a considerable distance. That's one of my favourite bets of the weekend, to be absolutely honest with you. I think that's huge considering the goal amounts that we're seeing and my expected kind of game here. But I think the card market you've suggested there is a really good idea as well.
Okay, over 2.5 goals then, Wolves versus Newcastle in the betting at 23-24. Pete, what's your idea of a best bet this weekend then, Pete, across the Championship?
Well, you'll hear that in my little pieces in a second, Sam. But, I mean, there is some great bets. I mean, I'll run you through a couple of games that I actually haven't included on that preview that kind of didn't quite make the cut. But I think Preston are quite interesting value at home against Brentford this weekend. Always want to oppose Brentford on the road. Preston will be 11-8 at the time of recording. And to be honest, I think is a decent play, even though the home form recently has been a little bit meh. I did, you know, Umanar over Huddersfield at 6-5 away at Loftus Road. I think Huddersfield, certainly after how they beat Leeds the other day, will be massively buoyed. So I think that's 6-5 of interest. Brighton at 1-2, I think, will win. Derby did lose, of course, and go to extra time against Leicester, but there were so many changes in that Derby side. You can't carry much of that fatigue over. Bristol City are a poor side, so Derby at 3-4 were interesting. I have no idea what will happen between Villa and Ipswich. Not even the foggiest of clues what will happen there. And I think Rotherham might be a little bit too big at 15-8 to beat Blackburn, but there are three other bets that I like more. And, well, let's get to them.
Well, we're hearing Pete's roundup of the Championship then, the rest of the Championship and his nap first of all. Then we'll hear from Gav Puchalowski on League One and Al Ross on League Two.
Let's start then in Norfolk and with Norwich against Nottingham Forest. Norwich 4-6, the draw 14-5 and Forest in the market at 4s. And you'll forgive me for fancying the home team to take the spoils here. Yeah, look, Forest's form recently has massively improved. 3 wins, a draw and just a loss at Elland Road, the blip on their 5-game form. But let's just dissect that a little bit more, shall we? Because they drew at Birmingham 0-0, not a great result, not an awful one. They beat Bristol City, who are of course in free fall. They beat Rotherham, who are of course in free fall. And they beat Villa. Now Villa, of course, an okay side, but that was at home. And of course Villa, as we know, don't travel. And just a quick point about that home form, all three of those Forest victories have come at home as well. Because when you dive more into their away form this season, it's pretty much as bad as Villa's is. Just two away wins for Forest so far this season, four losses from the last five away games, and admittedly, against good teams, Derby, Huddersfield, Newcastle and Leeds, but of course, Norwich, at home anyway, go into that bracket of a very good team, because they have been devastating at Carrow Road recently. Losing to Huddersfield is no great shame. They battered Derby, don't forget, comfortably beat both Wolves and Birmingham, as well as beating Villa 1-0. So 4-6, really maybe a bit short for some of you, but for me, it's absolutely not. The other thing worth saying here is that Norwich do score at home, the three against Derby, the three against Wolves, and Forest concede a lot on the road too. Three against Derby, a 2-1 loss to Huddersfield, a 3-1 loss to Newcastle. So if you're looking for an overs game here, I think you're pretty much in the right place. 4-6 over 2.5 match goals looks very good, and it's worth considering match results and both teams to score at 23-10. If you fancy the Norwich part of that, you may want to add Norwich win and over 2.5 match goals at 13-10. In terms of a goal scorer, Cameron Jerome has two in his last three and is starting to find a bit of form. 21-20 for Cameron Jerome could be very interesting. And of course, Nelson Oliveira has hit some good form recently too. He's 7-5. But for me, this is very, very simple. A very good team against a very poor team. A very good team at home against a very poor team away. Norwich should be the first place to start in the Championship. I think we can all sit down and say that Reading have made us a bit of money this season. And in fact, probably the only reason I'm in positive on the Naps table. And as much as I like Reading this weekend at 10-11 against Barnsley, they're not my Nap, but they are backable. So 11-4 Barnsley, the draw 13-5, Reading in the market as Fabs at the Medeski at 10-11. They've won four of the last five home games, have looked very decent, and were, let's be fair, a tad unlucky not to take 3 points against Ipswich Town last weekend. They're superb at the Medeski, four wins from five, just these strange results against QPR, the blip on the notebook. But let's look at Barnsley here for a second, because two wins from five isn't particularly exceptional form. They've sold some of their best players. They've lost the likes of Hourihan. They've lost the likes of Winnell. But their away form is very decent. Now, admittedly, this is against poor teams. Cardiff, Forest, Rotherham. They beat all of them. They lost at Hillsborough. They lost at Craven Cottage. But they are still capable on occasions, Barnsley, of doing something brilliant. And that worries me a little bit when it comes to napping Reading here, but they're still a good play at 10-11. That home form is still very good, and as I say, if we're respecting the fact that Barnsley are good, their away wins have still come against poor teams of late. Now, Jan Kermagant would be a pretty decent play for a goal scorer. He's got four in the last 10, which in itself is okay. When you look at his price here, 6-4 anytime, it's not bad at all. And the surprise signing of Steaua Bucharesti winger Adrian Popa certainly knocked me for six a little bit, but 7-4 anytime is a decent price for him. Reading are a good bet. They should be played this weekend. But should they be played with the fervour that I have played them in recent weeks? Probably not, but then I suppose I have played them with maybe a bit too much fervour at times. So, if it's not Reading, then who is it? And the answer would be Leeds United. They have, of course, been nightmarish at times to nap, or even back on this league podcast over the last couple of years, but that consistency has finally arrived. A disappointing result at Huddersfield, but let's be fair, how many teams take something from Huddersfield? And of course, there may be no Gary Monk for this game due to a suspension after what you can describe as a bit of a tete-a-tete with David Wagner and every other person in the stadium at the end of the Huddersfield game. Now, Leeds United are 21-20, the draw is 23-10, Cardiff in the market at threes. So why are Leeds United such a good bet here? Well, firstly, their home form is unbelievably good. Six back-to-back home victories, all of them to nil. You've got to go as far back as the 20th of November for a team who scored at Leeds United. That team was Newcastle as well, so you have to have some respect for the fact that unless you're an exceptionally good side, you don't win here, or you're Birmingham in August. But the point still remains, just three home losses this season. Leeds United absolutely looking superb, and despite the disappointment of that Huddersfield result, I think should be absolutely fine here. Especially as, yes, Neil Warnock and Cardiff can throw spanners and hammers and all kinds of different tools in the works, but the point is that they don't win away from home. If you're Neil Warnock, you're doing a perfectly fine job right now. Your side is 17th in the league. You're going to keep them up. Big fat tick and a nice, I'm sure, big fat bonus. But Cardiff don't win away from home. If you take over a side who is struggling, often you get the home form sorted, you jettison the away form, you make your home ground a fortress, and that's what Neil Warnock does every single time. Cardiff City have won just 3 times on the road this season. They've drawn just 3 times on the road this season. 12 points on the road does not scare me at all when Leeds have taken 15 at home from their last 5. On top of which, Cardiff's losses recently, Brighton, Reading, good teams, of which Leeds are now a part of course. So 21-20 for Leeds United is an absolute treat for me. It is a great outright bet. Now, again, I'm not exactly reinventing the wheel to put up New Zealander Chris Wood to score 18 league goals this season. And quite frankly, in his last 10, he's been absolutely terrifying. But this is a guy who still is going off more often than not at either slightly odds against or odds on. And 5-4 is still a great price for a guy who is absolutely tearing it up at Elland Road. And he really is at Elland Road the absolute man. He scored, as we said, 18 league goals this season, scored last time against Forest, scored the winner against Derby, a brace against Rotherham. Okay, Kyle Bartley got the goal against Brentford, but before that, Wood scored as part of that 2-0 victory over Reading. So he's a great anytime goal scorer. I'd also look at the minus a goal here for Leeds, because even if they do concede, there is enough quality there to score 3 goals in this game. And -1 Leeds United is 3-1. But the fact is, at the moment, the form suggests they don't even concede at home. For Cardiff, they do score away, to be fair. Scored in 4 of their last 5 away games. But again, against Ipswich, who do leak goals at times, Brentford, who do, Bristol City, who certainly do, there is no problem at all here with a minus a goal for Leeds United. But let's be fair here. Reading are a great bet at 10-11. Norwich are a great bet at 4-6. But I'm going to move my nap focus this week and take Leeds simply because they're odds against. 21-20 for Leeds United is my nap of the week. Very best of luck.
Another action-packed weekend in League One. And my first shout is regarding goals, goals, goals and goals. Between Peterborough and Sheffield United. Peterborough outside the playoffs looking to push back in, and Sheffield United wanting to claim all 3 points to stay top of League One and also to put wrong their last away game where they got walloped 4-1 at Walsall. Peterborough's home form is not brilliant, but their last victory at home, they won 5-2 against Chesterfield, and recently Peterborough lost 4-0 at home to MK Dons. And 5 of Sheffield United's last 7 away games have been over 3.5 goals, including their last 3 games away. 1-3-1 at Bury, 1-4-2 at Southend, and lost 4-1 at Walsall. So my play between Peterborough and Sheffield United, both teams going for it. Capacity crowd, 4,000 Sheffield United fans going to be there. It's not over 2.5 goals at 7-10, which I like, but over 3.5 goals. At 2-1, that is my play between Peterborough and MK Dons. My second bet involves Scunthorpe United at home to Shrewsbury. I like Scunthorpe at 6-10. Their home form is where they're picking up the vast majority of their 3 points. Away from home, they can't be trusted. So I like Scunthorpe at 6-10. But I think there's a better bet that will offer extra value on Scunthorpe, which is Scunthorpe to win and both teams to score. Scunthorpe have actually only kept one clean sheet at home in the last 5 games. Oxford have come to Scunthorpe and scored. So have Peterborough, Bury and Port Vale. Last 2 games at home for Scunthorpe, they've won 3-2 and 3-2. And since September, Shrewsbury have only failed to score twice on the road, and they've actually scored in their last 5 games on the road at Millwall, Bolton, Rochdale, Swindon and Gillingham. Shrewsbury have been to some tough places and still found the back of the net. So my play is Scunthorpe to win. Over 2.5 goals a play, but my best bet is Scunthorpe to win and both teams to score at 5-2. And my third and final bet involves Bristol Rovers at home to Bradford. Bradford have just started to find form, started to score a few goals, and away from home they've won 2 of their last 3. But my play in this one is Bristol Rovers. Their away form is pretty poor, but their home form is absolutely solid, claiming 15 points from the last 15 and actually 3 consecutive clean sheets at home. They've won 2-0, 5-0 and 1-0. I think Bradford can come here and score, but the interesting thing about Bradford is their last three victories before they won at Oldham. Their previous three victories away from home, they'd followed that up with a defeat immediately afterwards. And with Bradford winning last time out away at Oldham in the league, I'm expecting a defeat here against the Bristol Rovers side, who are looking to try and push back into the playoffs. They're currently 3 points adrift of the playoffs, but could close that gap if they win against Bradford, and I'm expecting them to do so. So they are my play, Bristol Rovers at 17-10. So my three bets for this weekend is over 3.5 goals at 2-1 between Peterborough and Sheffield United. Scunthorpe are my nap selection to win, and both teams score at home to Shrewsbury at 5-2, and Bristol Rovers to beat Bradford at 17-10. Add that all up, it's just shy of 30-1.
This week was one of those weeks that just kept on giving. Some weeks I can really have to scour the prices for value to make a treble. This week I sat down and within seconds I had a ninefold of outright prices I would have been happy to recommend. So the trick's going to be whittling down 9-3. For the record, Doncaster, Yeovil, Luton, Exeter, Carlisle, Portsmouth, Mansfield, Colchester and Morecambe is 710-1. Let's start the whittling. First to come off is Luton, partly because they're one of the shortest prices at 13-20, partly because it's Luton. They can get erratic results. They love a banana skin. With some regret, Morecambe come off too. 13-5 is a Goliath price at home to a Cambridge side who have not looked the same since their FA Cup exit. They 4 defeats in 5, Morecambe unbeaten in 5. However, Morecambe's best results have been in getting away draws at the tougher sides like the Carlisles and Doncasters, and this is a different scenario. At some point, Accrington's upturn in home form might give them confidence on the road, so off come 4-6 Portsmouth. Carlisle draw too many, they're off the team at 10-11. There are good reasons to back Colchester at evens, that despite a record of just 2 points in 3 matches, let's take them off at home to Barnet for now. How the in-form leaders are almost even money, 4-5 at bottom club Newport is anyone's guess, but Friday night games can be odd beasts, so Doncaster off as well, and that leaves 4, the best 4. If you like the safer road, take Colchester at evens to beat Barnet here, but I'm going to stick with last week's nap Exeter. They are 17-10 to win the Devon Derby against Plymouth. Now, I can't not back Exeter at the moment. Plymouth might be up there, but they've not really hit their straps since the high-profile, whilst impressive, cup exit against Liverpool. They have failed to win 5 of their last 10 home matches. Exeter have only failed to win 5 League 2 matches away all season. They're on a run of 7 straight wins. They've conceded just 4 and scored a whopping 23 in that time. That's an average of over 3 goals per game. Since the last time Exeter lost, 12 games ago in mid-November, they've only dropped 4 points. You just can't ignore a price of 17-10 on what frankly are the League Two juggernauts. The other two selections are a shade of odds on, but for good reason. Yeovil might have a concerning form line, but they drop points to the likes of Doncaster and Plymouth. That's forgivable. You have to look at teams in the top 6 to find any with more home wins than Yeovil this season. There are still plenty of positives, and frankly, any team at home at around even money is good if they are playing Leighton Orient. Orient's record in 2017, played 6, lost 6. And their problems off the field are well documented. Just put it into Google. Their last points on the road came in the first half of November. You'd imagine Yeovil are pretty secure, but they are not the Knapp. That's Mansfield. Now, Mansfield have made the Acker a few times recently. A side with 6 wins in 8, 3 wins in 4 at home, deserves more respect than the 4-5 they've got against Hartlepool. It's an old proverb that if an ass goes travelling, it still won't come back a horse. Well, 2 draws is all Hartlepool have to show from their last 8 away games. They conceded 20 goals in that time, and that includes 3 at bottom club Newport last week. So if a 710-1 ninefold isn't for you, then can I recommend Mansfield, Yeovil and Exeter at a more sedate 8.27-1.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.